And now the Scarab Sandcast is proud to present Scarab Game Reviews! Reviews of games found in the Scarab Game Library.
I'm going to review the game Dungeon Roll, published by Tasty Minstrel Games, designed by Chris Darden. Assemble your party, storm the dungeon, fight the dragon, dare to delve deeper. Dungeon Roll is a dice game for 1 to 4 players, and it takes about 30 minutes or so to play. So what's in the box when you get it? Well, there's 15 custom dice, 8 hero cards, and there's 60 tokens for treasure and XP. There's also an expansion pack, which just adds 8 more hero cards to the game as well. In Dungeon Roll, each player chooses a hero card, recruits a party of adventure, and delves into a dungeon to fight monsters, loot treasure, maybe fight a dragon, and ultimately return to the tavern to gloat about your exploits and gain some XP. So here's some pros about the game. The game is very compact. It stores very easily. It's very easy to explain the rules and jump right into the game. And it's easy enough to get anybody involved in the game. It makes for a very easy pickup or filler game with nominal setup. The game was part of a Kickstarter campaign, but it is still available for purchase. There are a few Kickstarter exclusive elements for the game, but none of that really actually changes the actual gameplay experience. No hero cards that are exclusive to the Kickstarter, or no special dice that give someone who backed Kickstarter that little extra edge. The game box itself looks just like a treasure chest. So if you're into that sort of thing, that's really cool. I personally am into that sort of thing. The game does have a single player option. You may have, like I said, it's 1 to 4 players. And the rule booklet has a little scoring guide for if you want to play it single player. You can do that. It is fun, but it is much more fun to play with at least 1 or 2 other friends with you at the table. So here's some cons about the game. The game has a lot of little counters and tokens for treasure to help you track your level. I would suggest when you get this game to either add a few extra D10s or something like that, a few extra little dice into the box for tracking your levels instead of using the little counters. The counters do make for a bit of setup and breakdown, but it's not enough to really make the game unenjoyable or to make it a hassle to break out and try to play. The box is cardboard and paper, so eventually, because you're going to be going in and out of the treasure chest to grab your treasure and stuff, the hinge where the treasure box opens will eventually wear out and may even start to rip. I know my copy is actually starting to rip just a little bit because of the constant opening and closing of that lid. So you may want to either not use the box for treasure pulls, just use it for the storage. Perhaps strengthen that little hinge area with some clear tape. Or if you really feel like pimping out your game, and I know a lot of you board game guys out there do like to do this sort of thing, you could try making your own little treasure box for storage. After I wrote that down and started to say it, I started to think that, yeah, maybe that's what I want to do too, because that sounds like a really cool idea. You know, you can go to probably a little hobby shop or a craft store and you could probably find one of those little wooden boxes that already has like a hinge on it and just, well, anyways, you don't need me to tell you how to make a treasure box. You guys probably already made several treasure boxes. Anyways, I recommend Dungeon Roll. It's fast, it's fun, it's something else that starts with an F that I can't think of right now. If you are at an event where Scarab has their board game library, you can check out a copy to play. And heck, if I'm there, and I probably will be, I may even play it with you if you ask nicely enough, or if you just ask. There, like I said, there is an expansion pack which adds about 8 more hero cards. Both the game and the expansion itself, the expansion pack itself, are relatively inexpensive for what you get out of this. Hours and hours of fun. Again, that's Dungeon Roll by Tasty Minstrel Games.